Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
There is some breaking news this hour, and we actually got it directly from Trump. They have raided Mar-a-Lago, the FBI. I can't tell you exactly what particular investigation this has to do with, but he just put out an email to his supporters, and Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents.
I read a story a few days ago. There are a staggering number of investigations going on.
Yeah, I would say so.
They are trying so hard to find, because it's amazing after, wow, there's been 7 years of this, right? You realize we're in the eighth year of the Trump era, of his political era, and all the investigations and all the scandals and the impeachments, and nothing ever stuck. And so
be patient.
I know. I'm waiting. I want to see. I mean, because they really have many, many investigations going on in various states and in the federal government and lawsuits. And
CNN and Fox News has just also reported that search warrants have been served at Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. So
there you go. Wonder why there.
I don't know. Didn't he flush everything down the toilet bowl? Wasn't that what? He tore up notes and papers. Was there some picture over the weekend of the actual?
I guess he lives full time there now, right?
Yeah, that is right.
That's he never seemed like a guy who had a home in recent years.
I mean, when is his library going up? His presidential library?
Yeah, right next to the Garcetti Library.
We're going to talk about what a topic that continues to haunt the state for years. Of course, it's the deadly wildfires. And, of course, you probably heard about the more recent wildfire that burned in Northern California and Southern Oregon called the McKinney Fire that killed several people, destroyed more than 100 home structures. The talk we're going to have about this now is the one we always have. What exactly do we do or not do to do something about the land that burns like this before it burns? You know, like prescribed burns or clearing a brush, all those projects. And a story over the weekend in the El Segundo Times focused on people who live in Northern California saying that this, if there is a real climate emergency, if they're going to blame the drought and they're going to say we're at higher risk than ever for these kinds of out of control wildfires, why aren't they doing more to prevent in any way they can some of this from happening? And some of these things deal with these vegetation brush project removals.
All right, we're going to have Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa up from Northern California and to tell us what's gone wrong here. Doug, how are you?
Hey, John and Ken, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the chance to catch up with you on this stuff.
What are we doing wrong? Because the fire's been going on for years and years, and we hear the same tired, stupid debate over and over and over again. Is anything changing? What's going on?
You're exactly right. It's tiresome for me, too, as a legislator, especially when I represent so much of this area. Last year, there was a fire called the Dixie Fire. It burned 1 million acres in Northern California. 1 million. And, you know, you'll recall Paradise a few years ago called the Camp Fire. You know, 85 lives lost. The Car Fire in Redding. They all have names. I don't know. I wish we could get them put out before the fire has a name or a T-shirt vendor already set up. But it seems to be a lot of times they're more worried about getting their tent city set up instead of attacking at the beginning. You know, we had on the Dixie Fire, I actually drove past it. I was coming from another fire, and I saw it up on the top of the hill there. And, you know, there's one or two units there, but they pulled the aircraft off because there was a threat of some drone. So the answer, the long-term answer to the question is that Forest Service has been, and I'm not knocking the people locally, you know, the hardworking folks that are out on the fire line. One of them here in this McKinney fire, we even lost a lady there who got trapped in our home. Kathy Schupman is her name, as well as three others have perished in this latest McKinney fire at the top of the state. The bottom line is that the Forest Service is either too inept or afraid or what have you to do the kind of acreage treatment we need at the scale that needs to be done, the speed that it needs to be done. The Forest Service has under its charge just under 200 million acres nationally. And they came up with a plan here recently to treat 20 million of that over 10 years. That's their ambitious new 10-year plan.
10 years to 10%. Treat 10% yep. of the land. And that's if they actually do it.
And that's 1% a year. That would take 100 years to cover all of it. Like painting the Golden Gate Bridge or something, except they can do that faster.
And this is after 100 years of either neglecting or implementing the wrong policies of letting everything grow wild and not doing...
Well, I'd say it's 50. I'd say it's 50 because that's when the environmentalists really started to take hold and use the spotted owl. And, you know, instead of people... You had good foresters in the past in the Forest Service that saw the balance, that it's a multi-use land. Everybody gets to use it. And the balance of it is that if we're putting the fires out like we've been for 100, then we have to do the treatment like you were mentioning in the warm-up here, is that there's prescribed burns that you can do carefully and safely during the right time of year. There's thinning, and there's also commercial cutting, you know. Why is the U.S. the number two importer of wood in the Western world? Okay, we're burning hundreds of thousands, millions of acres in the Western states every year, and we should be putting that to work for us. But the lawsuits that are threatened to come, you know, I mean, we had a salvage over in the Mendocino area from a fire.
And I know in the forest.
They wouldn't let the salvage happen.
In the forest, they have a tremendous amount of dead wood, right? Downed trees
at least 150 million dead trees that haven't burned.
150 million dead trees lying there at the bottom. And I've heard that the underbrush is incredibly thick and overgrown. And so between the two, whenever, you know, often it's a power company with a downed power line, that ignites, and there's a tremendous amount of fuel sitting there, and nobody has done anything about it.
You know, I had to pass a bill in the year 2018 to streamline the process to get a permit for the utility company to remove a hazardous tree, a tree that could fall into the power line that they've spotted, you know. It used to take months for these guys to issue a permit. You know, I tell them just go out and do it on Sunday and get permission later, you know, but it's just really, there's not a lot of sense attached to this because environmentalists have had such a death chokehold for the last 40 to 50 years that they're just seem paralyzed at the Washington, D.C. level and the U.S. Forest Service to do anything significant.
Yes, but they're wrong. Their policies are wrong. It made everything much, much worse. So is there any
Do you see Gavin Newsom responding to that? Do you see the Biden administration responding to that? They don't seem to care.
Well, why do they want the forest to burn so badly? Just admit we went down the wrong path here. It doesn't work. Let's reverse course. Why is that so hard?
They don't want to get crossways with the Sierra Club, the Center for Biological Diversity. Well,
what are they going to do about it?
So what are they going to do, or us?
No, I really don't understand why, in some of these cases, the groups that strike so much fear in politicians, down here in L.A., it's homeless activists, right? They paralyze the city government in L.A. And in the state and nationally, you have the environmental groups. But their policies cause enormous destruction. We could see it with our own eyes. So when do you surrender on this? When do you say, all right, you know what? We were wrong. Let's do something else.
I fight it every day. I have a 0% rating for most of those groups. Thankfully, my voters up here support me and don't.
I know, but they see the forest burning badly. Why do they cling to their policy? Is it just their ego? The humanity, the way human beings are incapable of admitting mistakes, of being wrong?
I think they want to break the rural economy and have nobody live here anymore. I know it sounds like, oh, you're crazy talk. Every measure of that, you can see what they're doing to agriculture. They're running agriculture out by running the water out to the ocean. The Central Valley, the Northern Sacramento Valley, there's hundreds of thousands of acres of land that are idle. And I don't know where we're going to get the food. I'm a farmer in my real life up here. I farm rice here near Oroville. I don't know where we're going to get the food in 2023 because we didn't plant it in 2022. And it's all the same people that are taking the water and shoving it out the Bay Delta. They're taking generation we have of our hydroelectric power. There's four dams they want to get rid of. They're actually almost at the point of getting rid of four hydroelectric dams, which make green CO2-free power, if you like that, as well as the water that is supposed to be stored behind Shasta and Lake Oroville is not making power sometimes. They're just letting it out so the water could be colder by 1 degree for fish in the river in the fall. It's absurd. On every count, you see they're forcing us into electric cars. We don't have the electrical grid in the state. You guys know that well down there.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Barely up to what we have
now.
No,
it's not. We mismanage the forests, and we have huge fires. We mismanage the water supply. We mismanage our electrical grid. I mean, we seem to be incapable of governing ourselves, but everybody is all righteous and sanctimonious about, you know, their pet causes, their pet cult obsession that they have, and we're going to run out of power. We're going to run out of electricity and water, and the forests are going to keep burning. I don't get it. I mean, I just can't believe how badly we manage things in this state. And there's nobody is speaking any truth, any logic.
Well, go to my site there. I'm constantly speaking about it on C-SPAN, on the House floor, trying to talk to everybody across the country. It's like, why is water in California important to you? Because you're not going to have tomatoes in New York City to make pizza sauce and pasta sauce out of. Why is water in California important to you? We're not going to have artichokes. You're not going to have olives. You're not going to have anything. Why is the forest burning in the West important to you? Because you're not going to have wood products that come from this country. And the smoke plume actually even gets to the West, to the East Coast. We saw that last year when the Dixie Fire was burning a million acres. The smoke plume actually was affecting Washington, D.C. and New York City. So you got to try and make these people understand. The people, meaning the voters, they keep putting these morons back in place that have these, you know, Biden and whoever's running Biden is tearing us down as fast as they can on energy policy. I don't know where the food policy is going to come from because, folks, you're already seeing high food costs. You're already seeing shortages somewhat on American shelves. It's going to be worse in 2023 because we didn't plant a whole bunch of us a 2022 crop.
All right.
Electricity, you know, guys, what percent of our atmosphere is CO2 that we're playing on the CO2 game? 0.04%. 0.04% is what our atmosphere is. It's like a trace. You look at the old charts, it's a trace trace gas
element,
or other.
We got to go.
This is the game we're playing.
We're running behind.
Congressman LaMalfa, thanks for joining us.
Have me on again. I'll go some more. So we'll see.
Okay, you sure could. Republican Doug LaMalfa, congressman from Northern California. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, apparently it has been confirmed that Trump's Mar-a-Lago in Florida has been raided by the FBI. Trump's complaining they even broke into my safe or got into my safe to take. We don't know whether it's to do with the January 6th thing or many of the other possible legal investigations.
Since he throws a lot of documents in the toilet, what does he leave in the safe?
I don't know. Sometimes they're just fishing expeditions. They think there might be something there they can use. Well, so they just get a big warrant and tear through the place, and maybe they'll find one little scrap that'll help their case.
Well,
I don't know.
Look, the whole Washington beast has tried to stop him now for 7 years. So who knows if these investigations are real or bogus.
We were talking about the wildfires.
I don't think he's going to lose any of his supporters over it, though.
Yeah. A lot of the people up in Northern California and that part of the state, good old Eureka, I always like the name of that town, Eureka, complaining that they're not getting the proper attention. We were just talking to Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Republican, whose district includes some of the worst fires, including the Paradise Fire from 2018, where over 50 people lost their lives. Up in this far northern part of the state where the McKinney Fire, four people died in that one, over 100 structures were burnt down. They talk incessantly in this story about, well, here's the mayor, Dwayne Keg of Eureka, who said, when we lost the logging industry, that was devastating. We lost to the economy, and we ended up with homelessness, people going through drug and alcohol problems. When we lost our logging industry back in the 80s, which also leads to the problem with, if you don't have the logging going on, and we just talked to Congressman LaMalfa about all the dead trees that are out there, well, they're just prime for the burning.
See, there is a balance here that for some reason, for decades, nobody wanted to come to the center and meet. You need some logging to thin out the forests. First of all, it does give jobs. It's a useful product that the whole world uses, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm sure all these environmentalists have wooden tables and wooden sofas in their homes. So, you know, it is more virtue signaling hypocrites and phonies that are driving this policy. I want to see the guy who doesn't have any wood in his house. But it's a legitimate product. It's useful. It's been used for hundreds of years. You can grow new wood. You can use all the, I mean, look at all, what he said, 150 million dead trees?
Yeah.
Isn't that staggering? Not only can't you cut the living trees, for some reason, these whack jobs in the environmental groups won't let you take out the dead trees. They won't let you thin the undergrowth, which is very thick and difficult to get through. And then you have these massive fires. You lose the entire forest. I know one forest I went to a couple of years ago, Lassen National Forest, beautiful area. And the trail led up to an old volcano that had blown its top. I'm really into volcanoes. So we go out and see them every so often. But it was beautiful forest. In fact, I took a whole bunch of pictures, and they were like the last photos of Lassen, because just a few weeks later, the whole thing burned. And from what I'm told, it's never going to come back because some forest burned so badly that it's done forever. You're never going to, you know, there's no way to get the regrowth.
Yeah, the dead wood burns and it takes out the live wood.
So the environmentalists are not saving the forest. They're hastening the permanent death of these forests.
Kim Green is the mayor of a town up there called Weed. What about people are like in that town? Are they high all the time? They had a fire in 2014 called the Bowles Fire. And she said, we have a slogan in Weed. You can log it, you can graze it, or you can burn it down. And California chooses to burn it down. That's a simple choice.
There's a
if you don't take the dead trees out and the trees out, and you don't do some other type of project to graze it, to remove the dead vegetation, then you're just going to have the burns come through.
There are laws of nature that you cannot repeal. And you cannot repeal nature if it has tons of dead trees and tons of overgrown brush. And they have dry lightning in the summertime in Northern California. Thousands of lightning strikes. They're not even attached to rainstorms necessarily. It's just a atmospheric phenomena. So the lightning strikes by the thousands start a lot of these fires, the ones that aren't started by the stupid energy companies.
Right.
So you have nature here producing lightning that hits these forests, the dead trees, the overgrowth. Well, everything's going to burn down. And then it's just going to sit bare. Well, what's the point of this? We could intervene and do good stuff. we could clear out the forests of the dead trees and the growth. We could use some of the trees and make wood products. You could do controlled burns. The Native Americans, they were geniuses. They absolutely knew exactly what to do. And the Forest Service came and said, no, you all go back to the reservation there. We know what we're doing. And what they did is they put out the fires so quickly that it allowed more overgrowth and more overgrowth. It's terrible policy for 100 years, 50 years.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken KFI.
Coming after 5 o'clock, we return to one of the worst George Gascon stories in his relatively short reign as LA County DA. He's elected November of 2020, but it seems like
not even 2 years
that he's been DA. And this concerns this Tubbs character. Tubbs. You want James Tubbs, you want Hannah Tubbs. Goes by those names. But anyway, this Tubbs person is currently now in prison in Kern County awaiting a murder case. But while Tubbs was down in the LA area, the case that involved Gascon was sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl back in 2014. He was not arrested for that assault until 2020. And because at the time of the assault, Tubbs was not 18 yet, that's where Gascon's leniency came in. And Tubbs ended up being transferred to a juvenile defendant situation. So we're going to talk about it after 5 o'clock because the prosecutor on the 2014 case is Shea Sanna, a deputy DA. And now he is being accused, among other things, of using improper pronouns in court when referring to Tubbs.
Because Shea Sanna believes that James Tubbs was faking his transgender situation.
Well, those phone calls to his father.
If you heard, and we played the tapes. In fact,
make sure you call me Hannah when, yeah.
We should get the tapes out to play again for people next hour. When you hear James Tubbs talk about his situation to his dad, it's pretty clear that this was a ruse in order to get sent to a women's jail rather than a men's prison.
Right. Either more favorable treatment or jail placement.
But in woke world, even a criminal, a murderous criminal, faking transgender status is not something you're allowed to question. And if you do, even though it's really part of the crime here, it was part of a way to get a more lenient sentence. And even if it's part of the crime, a prosecutor is not allowed to discuss it in court. And the reverence for the pronouns is fascinating. It's like this is a bad guy. This is a murderer. This is a guy who sexually assaulted a 10-year-old girl. And you don't want to offend him by questioning his pronoun choice? Seriously?
They're also claiming that Santa may have released confidential information. So some vague misused county resources. Wow. We'll talk about this with Shea Sanna after the news at 5 o'clock. A pretty good story popped up in the last week. You know, back when we were talking, and we hopefully ever again, about Barbara Ferrer and the indoor mask mandate. Remember, we eventually threw her into Satan's Lake of Fire. Mm-hmm. We discovered that her pay and benefits was extraordinary. As the LA County Director of Public Health, she made over $637,000 in salary and benefits in 2021. Her regular pay was about $469,000. Plus, you get on top of that, you know, healthcare benefits and all the rest. Media outlet did a little digging, thanks to Transparent California, to discover that a number of health directors around the state make twice as much as Gavin Newsom. Not that Gavin Newsom is worth really anything.
He's not worth a nickel, but
because he's the governor, he's at the top of the political food chain in terms of responsibility in the state. Whereas Barbara Ferrer, the county health director, somebody named Grant Colfax, the director of the San Francisco Department of Public Health, took in around $580,000 in total pay and benefits for the year 2020.
And Ferrer made $637,000 in salary and benefits. Put those two together. I mean, that's about $1,200,000 for two public health directors whose major contribution was shutting down thousands of businesses and putting millions of people out of work.
Yeah.
And we gave these two a combined, $1,000,002 so that nobody else could work. Nobody else could make any money.
Newsom in 2020 was paid about $278,000. So they're comparing the ridiculous salaries bestowed upon these health directors. There's a guy in San Diego, Nick Maccioni, $478,000.
What is this?
Is the argument going to be because these are people in the medical field? It's very competitive to keep them.
She's not in the medical field.
Well, I mean, she's the LA County Health Director. So
right, but she's not a doctor even.
Yeah. What I would say to that was, if you really believe that she'll get hired away by some top hospital or top medical organization, let her go and let's find out. Right?
And it turned out
she might get a job at the School of Social Work at USC or somewhere, but she's not going to get a...
And the galling thing, and in a just world, this would change. We can't get rid of her. We it's not an elected office.
It's
something...
Board of Supervisors.
It's not something we can recall. And I think the reason she didn't implement her stupid mask rule was not the statistics. I think the board, she lost 3/5 of the board.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, well, because Catherine Barger had already stepped off that train a while back, and then Janice Hahn did as well.
Yeah, she made some noise. Right?
And then I noticed Hilda Solis, half an hour after Ferrer said no further mask mandate, Hilda Solis issued...
Said, yeah, good decision.
Good decision, which means she felt that way that morning as well.
But wouldn't say it publicly.
Right, but I think Barbara
Not Ferrer... wanting to take any stance, because either way, she might get criticized.
So
right?
I think Barbara Ferrer got a call, maybe from Hilda Solis, saying, look, we don't want to publicly vote against you. We don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to be embarrassed. So why don't you find a metric that says we don't need a mask mandate here? I'm convinced it's got to be, because why would Hilda Solis suddenly applaud it a half hour later?
Yeah, no, that's probably true.
You know, they need to give her a graceful way to save face and not embarrass her, because, you know, they're all comrades here.
Yeah.
And I think the Board of Supervisors was getting unbelievable pressure from the public and probably the businesses as well. It's like this kind of pressure they couldn't withstand anymore. And it's an election year. You're running for office. You don't want this in the air, right? Somebody like Karen Bass, she might be in a tight race. Even though she doesn't have direct control over the masks necessarily, you just don't want that in the air, because it makes people angry and sour, and that's when they start voting passionately against your ilk.
All right, when we come back, Joe Biden does it again in his speech today, talking about this new bill that was just passed by the Senate. That's supposed to be inflation reduction. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Hunter Biden, who apparently explains why he has such a fascination with penis pictures of himself.
Oh.
We'll tell you all this coming up.
Oh, John and Ken show.
All right, we're bringing back L.A. County Deputy D.A. Shea Santa onto the show after 5 o'clock. He was the prosecutor for a time on the case against James Tubbs, the person that later identified as a female named Hannah Tubbs that molested a 10-year-old girl in a bathroom years ago, but it was just short of their 18th birthday. So the prosecution by Gascon was light. And now, of course, Tubbs faces murder charges up in Kern County. That happened after the whole molestation case. But anyway, Shea's being accused of improper behavior, including improper use of pronouns in court. When referring to Tubbs.
Right. You can actually get it investigated over misusing pronouns, but over a guy who's faking his transgender status, who's trying to scam and successfully scam George Gascon.
All right. Today, Biden was in Kentucky to view the recent flood damage. But while he was there, he made a pitch for this Inflation Reduction Act, a silly name, but it's not silly because they believe it'll help them, but the American people think they're doing something. It's a Senate Democrat bill that passed on Sunday, expected to pass the House pretty quickly. So here is Biden talking about what's in there.
We've never done this before, but because of a number of things we got done on a bipartisan basis, like $1.2 billion infrastructure project, like what we're doing today, we passed yesterday, helping take care of everything from health care to God knows what else. What we're going to do is we're going to see, for example, if they got to put a new water line in a community, there's no reason why they can't at the same time be digging a line that puts in a whole new modern line for internet connections.
According to media, he spoke for about 4 minutes off script, and you can see what happens when he does that. He starts with a lot of energy, but then about 30 seconds in, and where am I going?
Kind of tails off.
I don't know what to do. We're going to get lines in here.
You know what? I don't think there was
the
one.
The internet.
There was, I don't think there was one line in there that made any sense.
God knows what else.
Besides, that wasn't bipartisan. That Inflation Reduction Act was all Democrat votes.
That was Kamala Harris worthy, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like a word salad? Or
yeah, they just wandering around.
Word generator?
Yeah, it was just random phrases stitched together. And, you know, I'm watching the video you mentioned before. He's coming off the helicopter and he can't get his jacket on.
Yeah, apparently it's windy. So the wife has to help him.
She's watching him struggle.
He can't get the other arm in.
He can't get the other arm in his jacket. And then she tries to help him. And then he's got this oversized black mask on his face, which is ridiculous because he's already had COVID now, so he's not going to give it to anybody.
He's outdoors. He's
struggling. Even she was struggling getting the jacket on. And then he knocks his glasses off his face.
God knows what else.
And then he did. He started to wander away from her. There he goes, dropping the glasses. The sunglasses.
Now there he...
That's great.
Hunter Biden's laptop continues to produce nuggets. The hard drive, apparently they're still finding stuff because there was a lot in there.
Mm-hmm.
And back on July 12th of 2018, he wrote about his big penis.
You just can't believe this. He made these notes. They found it on the hard drive. This is an actual quote that he wrote down. I loved to be reassured that my 9-inch very big penis was actually big. It may sound funny to you, but it's body dysmorphia. Body dysmorphia is when you think your body is not what it really is. Like some women who are anorexic think they're actually really fat.
But they're incredibly thin.
Right. Your impression of your body is not matched by reality.
It's a mental illness. That you can't see reality.
Mm-hmm. I know my penis is almost twice the size of an average man's penis.
And this was his way of explaining why he has so many naked selfies. So he can look back, I guess, at the pictures and reassure himself that I am indeed large.
There are
many selfies in which he's in various states of undress.
Yeah, of course, it's really crazy. There's one where he's wearing just his underwear and he has a scarf tied around his neck.
And you would think if you're the son of the president or the vice president, maybe at the time, you would realize that you don't want this to ever get out in public. So then he just drops off his laptop at a Delaware repair shop and comes back.
I mean, he's really extremely disturbed. He's like seriously disturbed.
Did you see they talked to a New York City psychotherapist who has treated people with that disorder? It sounds like it's overcompensation. In the past, Hunter may have felt that this was something lacking, and it seems like he bases a lot of his internalized value with his penis.
In other words, he feels he's lacking in other ways, so this is the compensation.
Right.
Is his manhood, and therefore he has to show it and share it with the world.
Yes. And he feels like it makes up for shortcomings another way. But look at me. I have a big one. I'm a real man. Look at me. I'm swinging. All right. I'm swinging it, yeah. That's what I think the expression is. Swinging a big, you know what? That's the expression. Walk around swinging a big one. All right, coming up next, Shea Santa returns to the John and Ken Show. The L.A. County Deputy D.A. is being accused of some improper behavior, including public statements referring to one of George Gascon's most infamous prosecution cases, the case of Hannah slash James Tubbs, as a he in court instead of, you know, it's a transgender. It's Hannah. You should say she or they or them or they. Hey, we'll talk about it next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.